So there you have it. You have just received the itinerary for this Jubilee year, this year of hope. Because as our cantor presented that, you have an idea as to where you are going. But as we enter on this pilgrimage, we realize that we are only joining with other persons who have been on pilgrimages before. Because in the Gospel of Luke, we hear the words at Christmas time that after the angel had left them, the shepherds turned to each other and they said, "Let us now go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has come to pass." And the shepherds, they went in haste. They went to find Jesus. But in that stable, they found not only Jesus, but they found Mary and Joseph as well. And that was the first Christian pilgrimage. The first Christian pilgrimage was done by those shepherds. They were going to find Jesus. And they found him. And having experienced Jesus, they couldn't help but talk about him wherever they went. And this pilgrimage was so powerful that we're told that Mary kept these things, pondering them in her heart. And then today, we're celebrating the second Christian pilgrimage, the pilgrimage of the Magi, the wise men coming from the East. And there's something different about this pilgrimage, because the first pilgrimage was just about the people in Israel. The shepherds represented the people of Israel. But this second pilgrimage with the wise men, it was a pilgrimage for all the nations on the earth. Because God wanted to reveal his Son to all the nations. And so we sang in our responsorial psalm, "Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will make their pilgrimage. Every nation on earth will want to find this person who is Jesus Christ." Every nation will go to find him. And so these wise men, they didn't have any angels to tell them what to do, like the shepherds did. But these wise men, they read the signs of the time, and they saw a star. And they knew that that star was saying something very special. And they decided to follow that star to wherever it led. And it led them to Jesus. Led them to Jesus, who is the light of the whole world. And therefore, we too are encouraged from our first reading that we too should rise up. Rise up because the glory of the Lord has shone upon us. The light has come. And let us follow that light. Let us walk in the light. And when we walk in the light, we will find him who is the light of the world, Jesus himself. Because, sisters and brothers, we know that our world is shrouded in darkness. It's shrouded in darkness Because people cannot see the Lord Jesus Christ. And they can't see the Lord Jesus Christ because their eyes are covered with sin. And so, we who claim that we have seen Jesus, then we need to be in the world. And as Jesus said to his disciples, let your light so shine before others that they may see what you do and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. We have to be the light in the world. We have to be the star that is leading people to Jesus. We have to be that star. Will you do that? Can you do that? But as I always say, you cannot lead where you do not go. You cannot lead where you do not go. So if you are going to find Jesus, then you'll be able to say to others, follow me. Follow me, I know where I am going. Because I'm following that light, just like these wise men. And we follow that light, and we will find Jesus. And sure enough, there will be persons who are trying to get us away from seeing Jesus. Just like Herod. Herod will say, oh sure, go and find him. And when you find him, bring me word so that I too will come and worship. Because it is not everybody who says that they are worshiping the Lord are truly worshiping him. Because the prophet had already said that there are some who honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So there are people, even within the church, who only offer the homage of their lips, but not the homage of their hearts and lives. So they will say things, and very often we can be caught up with those words. Let us not be one of those. Let us not be Herods, but let us be like the wise men. Let us follow the true light. And when we find Jesus, and because we have found Jesus, let us lay down all our gifts before him. So we may not have the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh to offer that individually. But we do have gifts, don't we? We have the gifts of ourselves that we should lay ourselves prostrate before the Lord and say, this is the gift that I am giving you. Give that gift to him today. And then, of course, every gift that we give to the Lord is something that he takes, something that he transforms, and then gives that back to us for our own health and salvation and the salvation of the world. So you have come today. Worship Jesus. Honor him, not just with your lips, but with your lives. Lay all before him. And then go out and let your light shine so that others will come to worship him.